What a wicked storm. It seems dead set on bringing the world to a complete and utter halt, doesn't it? Is it not odd that, despite how ruthless and unrelenting these storms are, so many people find comfort in them? Even now, when I should be focusing on completing letters inviting the families of our allied kingdoms to our spring gala, I can't help but want to close my eyes and let sleep take a hold of me. But I cannot blame the rain for my drowsiness. Not when it's my work that has truly been driving my mind to this state of weariness. The rain is simply temptation, and I must resist it. As tempting as it sounds, I still have more letters to write before I can allow myself to rest. My love, you and I both know that the gala will be here sooner than we expect it to, and I don't intend to be caught off guard. Once these are done, then I shall rest. And that is precisely why I'm going to finish them tonight. Since there's only a few left, it will hardly take me any time at all. My dear beloved knight, are you trying to tempt me with sleep as well? Well, I'll admit that you are even more tempting than the storm. But I truly must finish these letters. Afterwards, I promise that I'll be yours for the night. And we can enjoy the sound of the rain while we drift off to sleep. But before that, I must make sure that I send out invitations to all of our allies. However, while I'm thinking on the subject, I assume that we'll be attending the gala on each other's arm, correct? No? My love, is there a reason why not? It wouldn't be appropriate? I hope you don't mind my laughter, love, but I simply can't help it. You are an upstanding person with a heart worth more than all the money in the world, and a mind that thinks always for the good of others. You are the person whom I adore most in this world, and I refuse to let go of that, simply because of an old-fashioned, outdated notion that class has any place in love. No one shall stand between us. No one can take away my love for you. My darling, they wouldn't dare try to overthrow me. They know all too well that more people would stand with me than would join them in their standing against me. Besides, if they were to make an enemy of our kingdom and its allies, they would make another powerful nemesis. Certainly so. Have you not heard about the heir to the Crovian Empire's throne? Well, the future heir has rejected any and all noble suitors in favor of their knight, the beloved hero of their kingdom. From what I've heard, they've already proclaimed their courtship of each other, and many people assume that, come the next summer after next, we shall be attending their marriage. Precisely. Which is why I highly doubt anyone will oppose us. Anyone who wants to overthrow me for that reason has made more enemies than just us. You are the one I love, and I shall have you by my side until the day that I pass from this plane. You and I, my darling, belong together, and I will have it no other way. My love! Why would you ask a cruel question about yourself? Of course you deserve to be with me. You are a wonderful person, and you deserve love. I adore you, and the fact we are of different upbringings has no effect on that. I love you with no conditions and with no regrets. You still sound unsure. Do you truly still doubt how worthy you are of my love? Your silence speaks far too loud, my love. That must be remedied immediately. Join me in bed, my love. I feel that some affection would do us both well. And my tired mind demands that we rest together. Yes, well, the letters can wait until tomorrow. You, my darling, will always come before some silly papers that can be written later. Come now, let's go to bed. My arms ache to hold you, and my heart yearns to be closer to yours. Come closer, darling. Let me wrap my arms around you and bring you close to my chest. On such a dreary night, and the rain leaves me cold, and I crave your warmth. Though, if I were to speak truthfully, the world could burn in wicked flames that reach high above our heads. And I would still crave the feeling of your warmth sinking into my skin. But now, with this weather, I feel it more than ever. No. My knight. I love you dearly. I hope you know that. Even if at this moment, you feel that you don't deserve it. No matter how many times you tell me you love me, it will always bring me bliss to hear that you do. It's the most wonderful sound on the planet. And I will swear by that until I pass into whatever lies beyond the veil of death. After that, I will seek to prove that it is the most beautiful sound in all the realms of existence. I prefer to think of myself as a poet, or a romantic. It sounds much more flattering. But, professing my love to you is one of my favorite pastimes. Dare I say, it's my favorite pastime. It is, yes. In fact, I would like to continue doing so at this very moment. Fine. I see your point, my love. Tomorrow, then. Once we awaken, I shall continue to profess my love to you. But I want to do it one last time before we fall asleep. So, for the final time tonight, I love you, my darling. There. Now I'm finished with my love-struck gushing for the night. But be warned, I shall say it many more times in the morning, so be prepared to hear my adorations come sunrise.